Let's talk sport again with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, hello.
Hello, Fran.
New Zealand has already lost one bowler, all-rounder James Neesham, after the first test, and they might be about to lose another. In fact, the spearhead of their attack, no less, Tim Southee.
Yeah, Fran, look, until he left the field with a crook back, Tim Southee, one of the most seasoned fast bowlers New Zealand's produced in recent time, is pretty much the only bowler who troubled the Australians on day one at the Gabba. And now he's had to, with this sore back, he's had to take the long flight to Perth, which won't have helped. And boy, his potential replacement is a bloke by the name of Neil Wagner, but it really doesn't have the same ring to it, if I can use that. It doesn't have the same ring to it as a fit and firing Tim Southee. Now, if Southee does miss this second test, with Neesham already gone, a lot has gone from the series, really, because the competitive nature of the New Zealanders just wasn't there in the first test, and without Southee, it's going to be even less. I reckon the Australian batsmen were just queuing up for a second time to cash in, and of course the bowlers also like to cash in on the whack of wicket. All three Mitches, Stark, Marsh, who grew up in Western Australia, and Johnson, who's an adopted West Australian, they enjoy bowling on the whack of wicket. And look, speaking of wickets,
how many times are you going to say whack of wicket today? You love saying it.
A little bit of alliteration early in the morning is always good for you, Fran. Look, guys, and speaking of wickets, and not the whack of wicket, but the SCG pitch, it was a debacle last week. The Sheffield Shield match between New South Wales and Victoria had to be called off, Fran, because the wicket and the ground was unstable, unsuitable for play, and Victoria got the points, which upset a lot of cricket people in New South Wales, I can tell you. No speakies at 12 paces, Fran.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty rough myself. In soccer, Matthew Lecky, notably absent from Australia's preparations for the World Cup qualifying game against Kyrgyzstan in Canberra tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, we go from a crook back to as crook as Rookwood, that lovely Sydney saying. Now, Lecky was due to fly out of Germany to be part of the training sessions ahead of this very important game, but a doctor advised him not to get on the plane because of respiratory problems. And the latest reports are, it seems that he's still in contention to play because he's such a pivotal part of the attack. I guess it's really for Ange Postecoglou and the rest of the team, it's a wait-and-see thing. At the other end of the pitch, there's better news for goalkeeper Matt Ryan. Now, he's recovering well from a knee injury, but hasn't played for a while, in fact, for a couple of months, so that might count against him when Ange Postecoglou picks his starting 11. The match against Kyrgyzstan, very important now after Australia lost 2-0 to Jordan. There was a feeling that at least home games, there's something left in the bank after losing that match to Jordan. But the Australians really want to win this game and the one against Bangladesh, friend, if they're going to finish at the top of their group, which is always an important thing to do. Now, I understand you've got an absolutely jam-packed half hour, so we might say that's sport for now.
Thank you very much, Warwick. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Good on you, friend.